Why is it you can no longer get fruit at the supermarket that is ripe? My local supermarket hasn't sold a yellow banana in 5 years.
Oh, no kidding. Everything's green.
They're all green.
Yeah.
In fact, it looks like they were plucked off the tree a day after they became officially bananas.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You know, I can go to the convenience. There's a Phillips 66 gas station near me.
Yeah,
I can go
here.
In there and get a banana and eat it right now.
Every morning.
I go into the supermarket, and I got to wait a week and a half.
Yeah, because if you try to eat a banana that even just is like barely green, but also mostly yellow,
yeah,
it's like hard.
Yes, bananas should not be crunchy.
No.
Also, the...
No.
I think you know there's something wrong. What happened to you today? I chipped a tooth on a banana.
Yeah.
What? Yes, I took the peel off.
Yeah.
And it's not just bananas. Same thing with watermelon and cantaloupe.
Oh, cantaloupe. Cantaloupe, I know. It drives me crazy.
These were the three greatest summer fruits. Well, you can get bananas all year long now because they get them from South America. But watermelon and cantaloupe, I used to look forward to having those all summer long. You cannot get them ripe anymore.
No. Cantaloupe, it bums me out, and then it makes me mad. You get, and you think you've got one. You feel it, and you're trying to, you know, do all this crap to it.
Yeah.
And then you come home, and you cut it open, and you're all set, and you go...
Right.
It's like,
what else in the supermarket goes like that? You go to buy some boneless chicken breasts. You could eat them the same day.
Yeah.
don't eat these today. They'll be ready in 5 days. No, they'll be bad in 5 days. don't eat those in 5 days. You got to eat those today. But the banana and the watermelon, you can't have them for dessert.
But now think about it. You go get a bunch of bananas.
Yes.
And they're all yellow. Do you eat them enough that they won't, you know, like if they're yellow, if they're ripe,
yes,
and you get six, let's say there's six in the bunch, let's say there's eight in the bunch,
okay. Don't, you can break them off and not take eight,
yeah,
take home
right.
four, take
okay,
home
there
six.
You go.
And my wife and I, when they get to the right point, we'll eat a banana every day,
yeah, I do.
So,
yeah,
okay, so if I six go, bananas will yeah. last us 3 days, then I'll go buy more.
If I go into a store to buy something, it's because I want it that day,
right?
Normally, and
yeah,
so if I'm buying a bunch of bananas, I probably want a banana. Later on that day.
Yes.
Well, Paul's got the answer. Go to Phillips 66.
We live in the on-demand society.
Mm-hmm.
We got these things in our pockets that will answer any question we want about anything immediately. You want to watch a TV show you missed? You can get it on your DVR immediately when you want it. You want a ripe banana? You can't have one.
Yeah, right. I'll do that. I'll do one. I'll do like three or four bananas, and then I bring them home, and I'll have one, two, and then I'll have the third one, and then I leave the fourth one sitting there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I need to eat that, because then all
yes.
of a sudden those little black dots start
yes.
showing up on it, and then it's like the next day it's like all hell broke loose and this thing turned into some big brood.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. I've had my wife leave me a note, for God's sakes, eat a banana.
I know.
Yeah. you have 30 seconds before it goes bad.
They're turning black.
And somebody told me that you can take bananas and put them in a brown paper bag and leave them there.
Oh, yeah.
And that will help ripen them.
Yes.
And it's peaches, too.
Well, and it's peach and it's tomatoes.
And tall boys, too.
Tall boys? No, you just drink them out of the bag.
Oh, okay. Okay, drink them out of the bag. Okay.
When I drank, there was no way the tall boy was going to last to ripen.